Joe Mixon is still unsigned as of August 16th, and no transaction, visit, workout, or fresh medical clearance surfaced in any accessed reporting this week. For most free agents, that would be a neutral sentence. For Mixon, it is the concerning kind of quiet, because the last substantive reporting on him questioned whether he plays this season at all. The record, dated honestly, comes from June. Houston released him in March, saving roughly $8 million against the cap, per Richard Janvrin at Pro Football and Sports Network, whose June 18th assessment remains the freshest thing in the file. The foot injury, sustained off the field in mid-2025, required off-season surgery, per Texans general manager Nick Caserio back in February. The details have stayed murky ever since, and Janvrin's read was blunt. The silence surrounding the injury raises concerns about severity, and Mixon may not play in 2026 at all. Even his old coach's farewell had a past tense sound to it. DeMeco Ryans: "We miss Joe, miss his energy, his enthusiasm, and everything he brought to our team." The June preview said the two ifs were doing all the work, and neither has budged. If a team signs him and the foot is right, the 2024 tape says a lead back might still be in there. 245 carries, over 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns for Houston. But he turns 30 this season. He is entering his 10th year at a position where our aging research turns down well before that. Our injury work says players coming off a fully lost season rarely get most of the way back, and there is still no team, no cleared foot, and no reporting that either is close. A week of league-wide silence in the heart of camp season, when rosters are getting hurt and phones are ringing for healthy veterans, is itself a data point about what teams believe. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The file is bite for bite where the preview left it, and the quiet is starting to read less like patience and more like an answer. What we check next? The transaction wire, and above everything, any dated report that the foot has actually been cleared, because that clearance would have to come before any signing makes sense. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.